You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio with Darren Owen, Chris Pimlott and Dale Gibson in the studio from 2pm. It's Chepstow, Ludlow and Wolverhampton on Thursday afternoon. We've also got Chelmsford City throughout the evening as well, so plenty once again to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio to look ahead to the action is Mr. Kevin O'Malley. How are you, Kev?
Not too bad at all, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, very good indeed. We've had Cheltenham, we've had a relatively quiet week in the interim, but then at the weekend, got a whole new game to go out. The Flat is back this weekend, Kev.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. Haven't had much of a chance to even get my brain engaged with the Flat season, but in the coming days and then over the next couple of weeks, I'll certainly be getting my form head back in gear for the level. Looking forward to it. Yeah, looking forward to Doncaster, seeing some nice young horses out again. The draw for the Lincoln, I think, is tomorrow, so it'll be interesting to see what goes where for the final field. And it looks set to be another cracking renewal.
It does. We'll have Kev's thoughts on the Lincoln in just a moment or two. But first of all, just want to tidy up a little bit of news before we get stuck into it. We spoke a number of times on air when we were on together on Tuesday, Kev, about Ruby Walsh and whether he'd be back for Punchestown or Inch or whatever. News of his injury is that it's not necessarily all that bad. It's just a small opening up of a fracture that he already had there. And he's saying he probably will be back for Punchestown. Entry's a no-go, but Punchestown looks like he's going to be back in the saddle. So sounds like he's already keen to get on with it. And all the talks of perhaps maybe coming to the end of his career is on hold at this.
I think that kind of chat was premature anyway. He was always going to come back. You know, he's riding at the very top of his game, as we saw at Cheltenham with his win on footpad and Benny Didier. So, you know, obviously more Cheltenham winners were taken away from him. Very unfortunate what happened, but it'd be good to see him back at Punchestown for sure.
We've still got Adri to come as well, so the jump's not done just yet. And then we've got that fixture at Sandown as well, so still plenty of good jumping to come. But the Flat returns this weekend, and the feature race on Town Moor is the Lincoln, a heritage handicap over a mile. The betting at the time of recording this, headed by Fire Brigade, who's 5-1. It's 6-1 for Adieb. It's 7-1 for Lord Glitters. Big Country is 12. 12-1 as well for Zabil Prince. Mitcham Swagger is 14s. Afark is 16-1, along with a whole host of others. Ballad Down, Chelsea Lad, Lahore, Leading Writer as well, and Original Choice. In fact, and Repercussion in that bracket at 16s as well, along with Third Time Lucky, so a whole host of them, and 20s or bigger for the remainder. We'll start with the anti-post favourite there, yeah. Fire Brigade, who is partnered by Ryan Moore, was a double-figure price a couple of days ago, has been backed all the way into favouritism. The traders running scared of it, probably casting their mind back 365 days or so, where Ryan Moore had the first three winners on the card at Doncaster on the return of the Flat. It was a 500-odd-to-1 treble, and he finished second in the Lincoln, nearly cost them an absolute fortune. So they're already running scared of Ryan Moore.
Yeah, and rightly so. You know, he's one of the best jockeys in the world, and obviously that jockey booking on Michael Bell's Fire Brigade has initiated an awful lot of betting activity. I mean, he was beaten by a horse of William Haggis's, who's also up there in the betting. What's the name of that horse? Is up there? Adieb. Yeah, you mentioned Adieb before. So he was beaten quite fair and square by Adieb at Newmarket back in September. But he obviously improved on that effort to score at Leicester back in October. But, I mean, he didn't break any speed barriers there by any stretch. And I think, personally, he's got a little bit to find. I mean, there's no obvious reason why he would reverse that form with the Haggis runner, Adieb. You know, he himself is a progressive son of Pivotal. He's going to handle the ground very well. William Haggis, obviously, is always a trainer you look to when it comes to these big handicaps. He hasn't won the Lincoln since 2010 when Penitent won it. But obviously every year he always has two or three darts to throw at this race. And I'd actually prefer Adieb to Fire Brigade of those two at the top of the market. I mean, pushing into the ones that are double figure odds, you know, considering the last six winners of this race were in double figures, you know, you want to try and get a little bit of value if at all possible. I think Mick Appleby's Big Country has to have a big say in this race. I mean, he's fit, he's very much in form. Progressive now. I mean, he had a really good win at Wolverhampton last time out. He's very good on the clock. Sylvester D'Souza's been booked to ride him. You know, so what time, I think you said he was about 12 to 1, and yeah, 12, that's not a bad price, you know. I mean, for very much a form horse. So Big Country's one to look at a shade of double figures at a slightly bigger price. Another of William Haggis's potential runners here, Original Choice. He's a very interesting son of Dragon Pulse. He amassed some really good experience last year as a three-year-old. He's kind of a gangly big type. You know, he showed some real good promise there. He again, will handle softer ground. He seems to be progressive. I think the mile trip is just spot on for him. I think he's around about 16 to 1, so I'll be interested to see where he gets drawn.
Yeah, 16 to 1 for Original Choice. Obviously, we will know more about the race once the draw has been completed, but a couple to have on your shortlist at double-figure prices then, in Kevin's opinion there. Original Choice at 16s and Big Country a 12 to 1 chance in the market at the moment. A real good card to look forward to there at Doncaster as well on Saturday. It's not just about the Lincoln. We've also got the Spring Mile, the Doncaster Mile as well on the card. There's the Brocklesby, of course, where the two-year-olds come out for the
Kemmage Trophy.
Yep,
it's all there.
So a real good card to look forward to there. And we were talking on air as well when we were on Tuesday that I'm obviously much more of a jumps man, and every time it gets to Cheltenham, I feel a little bit down that Cheltenham's done and we've only got Aintree left and the jump season's coming to a close. Well, not only Aintree, of course, but yeah. You know what I'm saying, we're coming towards the end of it. But then I've just been going through some commentaries out in the office. We had a chat about some of our favourite flat horses as well.
Yeah.
And suddenly I'm like, do you know what? I'm looking forward to this. The flat's back.
Let's have it.
Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's quite a boring way to look at things if you start bringing negativity onto your, you know, if you're a fan of racing, you're a fan of racing. If you like, if you slightly like jumps racing a bit better, that's fine, you know. But the flat action is top class as well all the way through the season. I thought the flat season last year was absolutely fab, and you know, there's so many nice young horses coming through as always, and I'm really looking forward to it again.
Yeah, you kind of forget how much you enjoy that side of it as well. So get your trackers out, get going through the horses that you like.
And, absolutely. Yeah, start reminding yourself of all the trainers and jockeys and everything that you...
Who's Ryan Moore?
Who's Ryan Moore? Who's that? Sir Michael Stout. No. So, yeah, I mean, it's easy to forget everything about the flat season during the winter, and we do, you know, but now is the time, as soon as Cheltenham is over, you start to cast your mind towards the summer and, you know, the Ascots and Yorks of this world, and, you know, just some excellent action coming up.
Yeah, basically what we've got is we've got a good couple of months now where we've got top-class flat racing alongside good jumping as well, so real good time of year to get stuck into your racing.
Yeah, indeed.
Anything else on your mind before we get stuck into some selections for Thursday?
Not particularly, other than the fact I was telling you yesterday that I'm pretty glad that Cheltenham's over. It was a fantastic festival and everything else, but as I say, I'm just really looking forward to kicking on now, looking forward to Aintree, looking forward to planning for the flat season and finding some hopefully progressive and well-handicapped horses over the next couple of weeks and just go from there, really.
Let's move on to the action coming up on Thursday then. We do have jumps meetings at Chepstow and Ludlow, accompanied by a couple of all-weather meetings, Wolverhampton and Chelmsford. And Kevin has been poring through the form book for us. He's got a nap and a next best for the upcoming action. We'll go through them in time order, and just so happens that the nap is the first of them. So this is Kevin's best bet on the day on Thursday. It's in the 3:35 at Ludlow, 2 mile, 5.5 furlong novices hurdle. What's caught your eye there then, Kev? What's the nap?
Yeah, an interesting little race. One or two nice individuals that have amassed some good experience this year, and indeed a couple of wins between them, Dan Levent and Silver Cave. Interesting newcomer here, Ballymillan, for Nigel Twiston Davis from the Point to Point ranks. He might well be the chief threat here, because I think the Silver Cave should have the beating of Dan Levent, the Snowdon runner. But yeah, I think Silver Cave, he certainly sets the standard on top speed figures. His last three figures he's been excellent. He's been progressive on the ratings as well. Actually, you know, he's improved quite a lot on his three completed starts. He fell in his hurdling debut. He failed to follow up last time out at Southall, but it was another really good effort in defeat. He won at Huntingdon back in November in a good time. He looks like he's going to be a chaser in due course. I'm always worried about Southall form translating to other tracks, and I mean the stats back that up, that it can be a little bit of a tricky thing. But I do think that Silver Cafe has an excellent opportunity in this race tomorrow. Kim Bailey has an excellent record with the horses he sends to Ludlow. His horses are generally in pretty decent form this season. So I think Silver Cafe, I think he will take all the beating. Unless this Ballymillan thing from the point to points is a very sharp customer first time out, I think this race is for Silver Cafe's taking.
Silver Cafe, the selection then for Kevin there in that 3:35 at Ludlow. Strong selection in that race as well. The next best on the day comes in the 4:35 at Chepstow, 2 mile, 3.5 furlong novices handicap hurdle, and unfortunately only a small field for this one. Five of them going to post here.
It's a pretty select field though. Minenna till morning, he comes here on a hat trick. I think he's going to be quite short in the betting. But for me, he didn't really improve on his Taunton win when he won at Fontwell. Certainly on the figures suggest that, you know, he just kind of repeated that effort rather than, you know, Muller the handicapper with another progress. He didn't really progress again from that, so to speak. And I think he just needs to go forward again in order to complete his hat trick. The horse that I'm really interested in is Fly de Charmille for Warren Greatrex. He appreciated a drop in trip last time out. He really bounced back to form at Fosse Lass. It was actually his first win, his first real glimpse of ability since he won his bumper back in Newbury back in 2015, where he showed real promise that day. But he's been off the boil since. But returned to form last time out at Fosse Lass, produced a really good speed figure. He remains very lightly raced, open to improvement, and I think with that confidence boost and win under his belt, he's only £4 higher here. I think he can really serve it up to Minella till Marling. Iniesta and Dark Invader, they're fairly consistent and have reasonable claims, but I think one or both of the market-leading pair will need to underperform for those to get involved. So yeah, I think Fly de Charmille might turn out to be a decent bet there.
Yeah, he's been set some pretty tough tasks, hasn't he? He was racing against the likes of Clementic and Forgard not so long ago, who went on to finish fifth in the Supreme. So not bad form at all.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, he's that win that he got was just a really polished performance. It's the first time that we've seen him do that since his bumper win. As you say, though, he has been pitched in against some pretty good races. I think that £4 rise for that Fosse Lass win was more than fair by the handicapper. You know, he could have notched him up £5 or £6 for that, but he didn't. And I think he should go very well.
So that's the two selections then, Fly de Charmille and Silver Cafe, the two for Kevin on Thursday. And in terms of Nap and next best, it was
Silver Cafe for the Nap, and Fly de Charmille is my next best.
Good stuff. Well, it's been a pleasure as always, Kevin. Good luck with those selections, and enjoy the action on Thursday.
Thank you, Mark.
There you go. The thoughts of Kevin O'Malley on Thursday's racing. Then you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 2 p.m. It's Darren Owen, Chris Pimlott and Dale Gibson in the studio. We've got Chepstow, Ludlow and Wolverhampton throughout the afternoon, and more action throughout the evening. Also with Chelmsford City providing the action under the floodlights there. So plenty to get stuck into on Thursday. Do join the team for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.